Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she heard him call her name from downstairs, just like he always does. So if something in your house can perfectly imitate you, how would you ever know the difference?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. You can call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you could do that. You could sign up easily through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a random question for you.
Shoot.
So we were talking about you the other day, me and Todd and Tony. And about how you used to do that thing with your eyes, like you would put your, roll your eyes so far up into your eye socket that it looked like you had no iris or anything. It was just white. Can you
still mean like this?
Oh, I can't see you.
Oh, I have my camera
on. Oh, wait.
On.
Okay, let me see. Oh, my God, you can still do it.
Oh, yeah. I can always do that.
Like,
yeah.
You so easily do that.
Oh, yeah. It's real easy.
It looks like you're something right out of a horror movie when you do that, especially like right now, people can't see her because this is just audio, but the lighting in your room, it's definitely your lip from one side. So it kind of looks like you're in a horror movie.
It's because I have my window right here. So
I was wondering if you could still do that. Sometimes you lose those skills as you get older. You haven't lost it at all.
Oh, no, it's because I do it all the time for fun.
It's funny because it really looks like something out of a scary movie. Like, your eyes just
It's a great away. Party trick for on Halloween.
It really is. I'm impressed. I can't do that, but that's really good. That's really, really good. So what do you think about mimics and doppelgangers and that sort of thing?
Okay, mimics freak me out.
I know, me too. So this story is going to kind of freak you out.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Hearing the name Mimic takes me back to when I used to play on a gaming platform called Roblox. And there was, and you know, people can like create, people can create games and publish them on this platform called Roblox. And one creator made a game called The Mimic, and I played it, and it was so scary. I don't remember the exact storyline, but it was something along the lines of like, we were going back to an abandoned school after a horrible thing had happened, and we encounter like the mimic. It's so freaky.
Oh, the abandoned school thing too. That's like there's something about these old abandoned schools. In fact, I did a Grave Talks recently about a school, the Glen Beulah School. I think it's in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman bought this old school, not even in her town.
But like, why?
Because that's kind of interesting. So
well, yeah, it's interesting, but.
No, the reason why is interesting. So she went and did some paranormal investigations there. And she said she felt this really strong attachment to the building. And she's not even like a super experienced paranormal investigator. Like she's been doing it, but not like some people. So then they were going to put the building up for sale. People had talked about making it apartments or talked about one guy wanted to turn it into a storage facility. And she's like, I just can't let that happen. People still need to be able to go in there and investigate it. And she bought it. She said she just was so attached to it. She really doesn't know why. And I'm like, and your husband was like, awesome. She said, no. Her husband was like, WTF? Like, you're going to do what? So, yeah. So she bought an old abandoned school.
You know what? After hearing her reasoning for like, well, I want to keep this place open. I want to like keep it open to the public. It's like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. I'm still questioning the like grave attachment to the building. Like oftentimes in horror movies, and this is probably not a good frame of reference at all for the show with being horror movies, or it's like where an entity will try to lure somebody to something or get them like enticed to do something, kind of like a possession. But this doesn't sound like a possession. It more so just sounds like an infatuation. And it really makes me wonder, is something like putting these thoughts in her head to really like try to get her to buy this school? I don't know.
There's something. But have you ever been to a location? I'm not talking necessarily haunted, but just felt like you've been there before, or you felt like this strong attraction, or maybe you went someplace to, like, New York City. I know you like going there. And you kind of feel at home there, maybe. Or, like I'm that way with Chicago, but it's because my dad lived there, so there's kind of that sentimental attachment I have to the city. And the Cubs, which was my dad's team, so therefore my team, right? And
now, my answer to this is going to be real funny, but continue.
But you know what I mean? So sometimes you go to a place and you feel this really strong attachment. It might be the first time even that you've been there.
So my answer to this question, well, to the place, IKEA. And I say
I kind of love that. I wasn't expecting IKEA, but I kind of love that very much.
I have roughly only really been to IKEA, like maybe twice. But the first time I went, I was super little. And you know how they have like those play places for like the real young kids and they go play and the parents can shop and stuff?
Okay.
Okay. Well, my parents put me there while they went shopping. And I loved that little play place so much. So much so that when I was like six, I had dreams about the IKEA play place. So, IKEA.
And now IKEA would be like, you would walk in and just feel like, oh my God, I want everything. That's cool. I need that. I never even thought about that before, but I think I might need it. It's kind of
I have a hot take about IKEA.
What is that?
The Swedish meatballs are overrated.
I don't eat meat, so I can't comment on that, but I'm going to take your word on that.
If we have any listeners that really love the IKEA Swedish meatballs,
somebody might have just almost wrecked their car listening. Well, she said, what about the Swedish meatballs? What? I am not going to listen to this show ever again.
Oh my gosh, there's probably someone out there that's like, how dare she not like the Swedish meatballs?
They're amazing. Well, let's go to this story about mimics. Maybe they'll like this, because I find mimics to be very intriguing. It's like, why? You know, because I always think it's like a level of trust. Maybe they're trying to get you, or they're trying to get your attention to draw you someplace physically. Like, what was that? That was my husband. I better go see what he wanted. So here's a story. It says, hey guys, I've been listening for a while now. I finally decided to write in. My wife and I don't really bring this up much anymore, mostly because there's nothing we can do about it, and talking about it usually makes it feel heavier. But it's one of those things that sticks with you whether you want it to or not. We've been in our current house for about 6 years. It's in a regular suburban neighborhood, nothing isolated or historic about it. The house isn't particularly old, and as far as we know, nothing dramatic has ever happened here. For the first couple of years, everything was completely normal. The first strange incident happened on a weekday afternoon when I was already at work. About 15 minutes after I left, my wife heard the garage door open. She assumed I'd forgotten something and turned around, which isn't impossible, though it's not something I usually do. She said she heard what sounded like my truck door shutting, and then the door from the garage into the kitchen opened. I have a habit of tossing my keys onto the counter instead of placing them down, and she swears she heard that exact metal clink and slide. From the living room, she called out, asking if I had forgotten something. When she didn't hear a response, she figured maybe I just hadn't heard her. Then she heard footsteps across the kitchen tile. I wear heavy work boots. They make a distinct sound when I walk across that floor. She said the footsteps moved toward the bottom of the stairs and then stopped. That's when the atmosphere shifted for her. She called my name again and got no answer. Instead of walking toward the kitchen to check, she felt uneasy enough that she went to the front door, stepped outside onto the porch, locked the door behind her, and that's when she called me. When I answered, she asked if I had come back home. I told her I was already at work, and there was a pause before she calmly said she thought someone might be inside the house. Hearing that changed everything. I left work immediately, drove home while she stayed outside. By the time I got there, the garage door was closed. Everything looked normal from the outside. We checked the entire house together, every room, every closet, the garage, the attic access. Nothing was disturbed. There was no sign of forced entry. We tried to reason it out. Maybe the neighbor's garage echoed just right. Maybe the sound carried strangely through the houses. Maybe she had misinterpreted a series of ordinary noises that happened close together. Still, she was adamant about the keys. Things were quiet again for a while after that. We convinced ourselves it was just a strange misunderstanding of sounds. A few months later, it happened again, but this time it wasn't just noise. She was upstairs folding laundry when she heard me call up the stairs the way I always do. "Hey, you up there?" She told me later it wasn't muffled or distant. It sounded normal, like I was standing at the bottom of the stairs. And without thinking, she answered back and then realized she had not heard the garage door that time, and she checked the clock. I was still at work. Instead of investigating, she went downstairs, straight out the front door again before calling me. By the time I got home, she was shaken but trying to stay logical. We talked through it, tried to explain it the same way as we had before. Maybe it was a neighbor's voice. Maybe she had half-dreamed it while moving between rooms. Neither explanation felt satisfying, but we wanted them to. The most unsettling part happened late one night, not long after that. I woke up briefly and rolled over toward the bedroom door. There was enough light from outside to see shapes in the room. I saw someone standing in the doorway. It wasn't detailed. I couldn't make out a face, but it was clearly the outline of a man about my height. The shoulders were slightly forward, the way mine tend to be. There was a shape on the head that looked like a baseball cap. I remember noticing the posture more than anything else. I stared at it for a moment, trying to decide whether my eyes were playing tricks on me. It didn't move or step forward. It just stood there. When I blinked and focused again, it was gone. I told myself it was a shadow or a trick of the light, rolled back over without waking up my wife. About an hour later, she woke me up, breathing fast, gripping my arm. She said someone had been standing in the doorway. When she described what she saw, it matched almost exactly what I had seen. Same heights and same general outline. She even mentioned the slight shift of weight from one leg to another. That's something I tend to do when I'm standing still. We checked the house again, found nothing. The next morning, I admitted I had seen something before she woke up. Didn't make her feel any better, knowing it wasn't just her imagination. Since that night, we haven't seen the figure again. However, every now and again, she still hears something that sounds like my routine. Nothing has ever been thrown. Nothing has physically touched either of us. That almost makes it harder to categorize because it doesn't feel aggressive. It feels observant. The fact that it imitates my habits so specifically is what unsettles me the most. I still look for logical explanations because that's just how I am. I know houses make strange sounds. I know the brain can misinterpret things when it expects to hear something. But the night we both saw the same figure standing in the same doorway at different times is something I can't explain away. We don't dwell on it. We do double check the locks at night. Still, I become very aware of the sounds I make when I come home because it seems like something else in the house has learned them too. Thanks for taking the time to read this, Marty. See, I find that super creepy.
Oh,
and
that is...
I would have done exactly what she did. Walk out of the house. Like, I don't know what this is. I would, like, I gotta get out of here.
Just, she finally did the thing that people in horror movies don't do.
I know.
Left.
She left. And like, she
got did the right thing. She left.
Yeah, because in horror movies, they tend to go deeper into the house, deeper into the woods. Wherever you shouldn't go is kind of where they go.
Yeah.
But she...
What was that noise? I have to go investigate it. No, you didn't.
I think the one that's super creepy is when she's doing something so mundane as folding laundry, and then she hears his voice. Because you're like a million miles away. You're just thinking about, you know, folding laundry, what you have to do that day or what you've already done or any number of things, bills, I don't know. But you're not thinking about, oh, here I am. I like to fold this corner like so, and then I do that. That's not what you're doing. You do that without even thinking.
Yeah.
And so... chances are she's a million miles away, and then here's her husband. But who's the guy who's standing in the doorway?
I don't know. It freaks me out to even think that there was just someone who looked like our writer.
Marty.
Marty. My bad. I forgot your name. Someone who looked like Marty, just standing there. Like, with the same mannerisms and stuff, too, as mentioned. Oh, that freaks me out.
I know. I don't like that at all. And you could, if it was just one of them, you could totally dismiss it. You know, maybe he just woke up before he was completely awake, had a bit of a hallucination. There you go. End of story. Mm-hmm. But they both saw it. And it's,
that's so freaky.
But it's mimicking him. So it makes me think it's something that's trying to draw her to it. And maybe he just accidentally saw it. Maybe it was never meant for him to see. Maybe it was meant for her. And she did see it.
That's so weird and freaky. And I wish the best for Marty.
So all the best. We wish you well, Marty. We have no idea what's happening.
No idea, but I would say move.
Right? Well, no, they live there for a long time.
Okay, so maybe that, right.
Maybe if you don't engage with it, if it's trying to get your attention and you don't engage with it, does it eventually just get bored and go away? Like, these people are so not fun to haunt.
Yeah.
Like, you're run-of-the-mill demon. I'm trying to get her attention. And she's just doing the laundry,
and then she hears me and she leaves.
She just leaves. Like, she doesn't engage with me. I've learned her husband's routines. What else could she want? I'm going next door. I don't know. I think, wouldn't it just get bored with you after a while? Well, let's go to this story.
My name is Saul. I'm calling in from Chicago. And I just thought I'd call you real fast while this is fresh in my mind. And my wife had told me this today, and I was just like, oh, wow, that's weird. I'm at work, and I talked to my wife through a Bluetooth because I drive a truck all day, and she had been out with her mom. And just real quick, her mom, I'm always hearing weird stories about her. She had a really, I think, you know, something demonic was terrorizing her when she was younger, but I'll get into those stories and talk about those later. I just want to tell you about what happened today. My wife had called me. She had told me that her mom had had a dream. Also, I don't know if this is anything to start, but my wife's 4 months pregnant as well. I don't know if this is straight to her mom's dream or what the case may be, but anyways, her mom had the dream about her mom was pregnant, and she had given birth to a stillborn, but it had came back to life. And the nurse had told her that baby's evil. That it's going to grow up to kill people, that it's going to be a demonic person, a bad person. Her mom looked at the nurse. She said she looked at the nurse, didn't understand, looked at the baby, and the baby looked, she said Indian or some sort of dark complexion. Right after that, she felt, I guess, like, not a pinch, but like a prick in the back of her neck, on the back of her neck, I guess her shoulder blades, which felt like, I guess, just a burning sensation that actually woke her up out of her sleep. She woke up saying that I guess like when somebody scratches you, you have that burning sensation. So she had her husband look at her back. And sure enough, she had, I guess, red marks on her back from her neck down. So for me hearing this, I just didn't understand. For me, I kind of always pass off, you know, I guess supernatural things or things of that sort. I don't really have things happen to me like that, but her mom tends to have things like this happen to her lately. More than usual, the usual person. But I really think that something's either following her mom or just something weird's going on with her mom that I can't explain. But, you know, once I get more answers of it, I'll let you guys know. But I just thought it was weird to, you know, at first it's just a dream, and then to be woken up from a pain, and then to have, you know, actual markings from the dream where the pain occurred. So I don't know, from the baby and everything going on, maybe you guys can get a better depiction of what she was talking about. But yeah, so if I could, you know, maybe you know what's going on, and then I could get back there and say, oh, this is what happened. But
love your show and just keep it up.
I wish it was as simple as, here's what happened. Go talk to your mother-in-law about this. Because here's her demon problem solved.
The demonic baby.
I think what would spook me out is the fact, what creeps me out for this guy is that he actually thinks there's something kind of demonic that has happened with his mother-in-law before.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has this weird dream. His wife's very pregnant. I thought he said 12 months pregnant, but I don't think he said that.
He said 4 months.
Okay. Because I was like, what did you just say? So she's pregnant. And I wouldn't want, like, here's this adorable little baby. And then mother-in-law is caring for the baby and possibly got demons around her. That would make me quite nervous. But
demonic baby.
Demonic mother-in-law. I think that the dream could just be a dream. And if she if you have a really, really disturbing dream, I could see how you could be kind of physically moving in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe she scratched herself. Maybe the pain was caused by, because sometimes you do, like, you'll have some thing that wakes you up, but it's also in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be like something on the TV, or, you know, there's some background noise going on that kind of incorporates into your dream. So maybe she actually legit had a pain in her side. Maybe.
Honestly, it sounds like this was probably induced by stress. I mean, clearly it sounds like that the mother-in-law is going to play a big role in the life of the baby just from this. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it's something where, like, maybe she's questioning, well, it's like, well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to play a part in this, well, new person's life, you know?
I do think the mother-in-law shouldn't be telling her daughter those stories. Because especially if there's some rumors about her having a demon following her around when she's a kid, that's kind of feeding into that storyline. Mm-hmm. Not saying she didn't have a demon. I don't know what happened to the mom when she was young. But I know it's enough to that. I think that really bothered him.
Yeah.
But it could all just be a dream.
Yeah. Honestly, it's probably, like, honestly, I think this is true for a lot of people, where when I say that, honestly, I have nightmares with stress, and I've read somewhere, probably WebMD, I don't know, I glanced at an article that said a lot of people also have nightmares when it comes to stress and stuff.
100% I do too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have dreams. I have dreams where bad things are happening, or I just can't get to my college class. I keep trying. I can't get there. You know, it's like you have your dreams kind of live out kind of your emotions.
Yeah, worst case scenarios and stuff, because this is a new human being just coming into the world. No one knows how it's going to grow up. And honestly, it sounds like the whole thing of like, this baby is going to grow up and kill people is the worst case scenario kind of playing out in the mother-in-law's head.
I am here to tell you, if I had a dream, one of my friends was pregnant or my niece or one of my nephews was going to have a baby. Like, one of my nephews is going to have a baby soon. I would not tell them that I had this dream about having a baby and the baby is going to kill people. Like, I wouldn't even, that wouldn't be brought up in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, no.
Some things I think you have to monitor what you say because that would bother me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but I like to think maybe it was some sort of deep stress / sleep paralysis type of dream. I don't know, but I also don't think it's healthy to tell your daughter those stories.
Yeah, that might not be the best decision.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.